got too much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little flag in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hanging up lips, speakers not. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Now, sadly, last night, Robert's confusing me. Sadly, last night, Aisha Karede became the seventh celebrity to be sent home from Dancing with the Stars after she and her pro partner, the gorgeous Robert, lost out in the dance-off. It was the semi-finals against Jack Woolley and his partner, Alex Vladimirov. And Aisha and Robert, they join us now. Good morning.
Good morning. I love the clapping.
Actually, I just want to say, Brian, the way you pronounce my last name.
Aisha Akarede, thank you so much.
Professional
it's
here,
what
guys.
We do here. Robert's got no headphones, so he was like, we need to get our headphones for Robert.
That's why I hear everything now.
Yes, he wants to hear everything.
Every sound.
So, how were you doing last night? It was a big night. The semi finals. Was that your third or fourth time in the bottom two? Third?
That was my.
No, I'm just saying, well done you.
Thank you. The only one
on the cast to go through that and to come back each time strong.
True, that
needs to be applauded.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah, it was hard to do the dance-off so many times, especially waking up the next day, rehearsals, lectures. Like, it was just not it. But I say it over and over again, I cannot believe I was even part of this experience.
You said last night in your goodbye chat that you actually thought you would have went first. And you made it the whole way through 11 weeks of live shows.
Yeah, I fought the whole way through 11 weeks. They called me the, what did they call me again? The dance-off assassin for a while.
I hear that.
Honey, you are the dance-off assassin of this season. You totally are.
Why did they do this for me, you know?
Oh. You know, like, I could have rest a little bit, you know?
You could have, Robert.
Robert's exhausted. But you danced first last night as well. I always wonder this as well. Do you have a preference as to where you dance in the lineup for the night? Like, would you rather go first to get it out of the way? Do you want to go last and watch everyone else? Or do you want to kind of sit comfortably in the middle?
So everyone wants to go last because they want to be remembered. But my name starts with an A. My last name starts with an A. I'm used to being first as everything.
True.
So first is easier for me. Just get it straight done and enjoy the show.
Yes.
Unless you have to be in a dance-off.
Of course.
I'm dancing.
Now we have to ask Robert. Aisha is a student, Robert. You were the teacher. What was she like? Reveal all.
Oh my God. Like, she was an amazing student. She was always on time.
Punctual.
Shade.
No, he's shading himself because he was never on time.
Never on time.
And I was coming from Kildare.
Yes, honey. Big up Kildare. I'm from Rathangan.
I mean, from Bonebridge. No, but she was an amazing student, and she is an amazing student, and she's a great person as well. You know, that this is what matters. You know, like, if we click together, like, it works. It's easy and wonderful.
I also can't emphasize, you know, I was saying I was on the show 5 years ago. You've got to be with a good partner. It has to work, because if it doesn't, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, because a lot of people keep asking, like, how are you? Did you enjoy the show, or are you enjoying the show? And I'm like, yes, because I have the best dance partner ever. If you don't get along with your dance partner, you're not going to enjoy the experience.
Yeah, because you spend so much time together as well, for hours and hours in the week as well. How do you think over the weeks, Aisha, your dancing ability improved?
Oh, so much.
I'm supposed to say this, right? I'm professional.
Okay.
Oh, go on.
Jesus, I think that she's the best ballroom dancer in the show.
Wow!
Yeah. Latin going a little bit less, you know, but I think because of the energy which we bring and everything.
And my long legs. And
those legs.
Your long legs. And the lifts. You know, it's so funny because I just, like, her legs are so long that the lifts were so different.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I normally, like, catch the feet, that was a knee, you know, because there's a leg there.
She's like a gazelle.
Yeah. My legs are actually so long. Everyone's always like, how are your legs so long? I'm like, my legs are longer than Robert's, and he's like 5 inches taller than me. Yeah. So I don't know how it's even possible. But
Robert, for you, is this the furthest you ever got in the competition? Have you been in the semi before, the finals before?
I was twice in the final, babes.
Oh, twice.
Maybe just check your actually history and do your work.
Okay, now on that note, we'll pause this for a second so I can bite Robert.
The HBO original series The Last of Us is back for a new season, and so is the official The Last of Us podcast. 5 years after the events of the first season, Joel and Ellie are drawn into conflict with each other and a world even more dangerous than the one they left behind. Join host Troy Baker, who voiced Joel in the video game, and showrunners Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann as they unpack each episode after it airs. Listen to HBO's The Last of Us podcast wherever you get your podcasts and stream HBO's The Last of Us on Max.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Right now, we are still joined by the gorgeous Aisha Akarede and Robert Rowinski as well. We're chatting all things Dancing with the Stars. Unfortunately, you were eliminated last night, but we're not going to dwell on that. We need to dwell on the niceties of your series and your experience in it as well. So I need to ask both of you, maybe individually, because you might have different answers to the question, but what's been the standout moment for both of you?
The dance-offs.
No.
Yeah.
Me, the standout moment. What was it? Okay. So we did a tango and we went through the curtain on like during our tango and we weren't supposed to go through the curtain. But when we came out on the other side, it just looked so cool, so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, that was really cool. It looked really intentional as well. So I think that was probably my standout moment. And obviously being able to do Dedication Week, because I didn't think I'd make it to Dedication Week. And obviously that's the week that most people really want to do.
Yeah.
So those two. Can I say a third one?
Yes.
Of course you can.
Say what you like. This is your interview.
The time.
Orchestra Week as well. Orchestra Week. Like imagine being... Like,
I want to say that. So I say that.
Okay, yeah.
So for me it was actually Orchestra Week. You know, like when you see your students like doing the best what you actually try to teach and she doing excellent everything. So this is what, where your teacher are proud, you know? So this was this moment when I actually feel that she feel what I try to just tell her like a being teacher. So I was so actually very happy for you to just have, you have this moment.
Oh, thank you. I was talking about my dress on work.
I feel like
Orchestra Week kind of gives you a vibe of what Strictly's like, because in Strictly they have the live band every week. And then for Orchestra Week here with those live musicians.
We have a better show than Strictly, I guess.
We are Irish.
People
love us. Aisha, the dressing up each week. The dresses, the shoes, the hair, the makeup, any particular dance or look that you had over the 11 weeks and you go, that's my favourite?
I think Orchestra Week's look, because they spent so much time on that dress. Like they literally hand crocheted each
single flower
onto that dress.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just such a beautiful dress. Like there's no, I got, that's the look that I got the most messages from. And yeah, and obviously my hair every week. I can't decide. Probably my blonde hair.
The blonde. I was there for that. I was there for that last week. Yes.
My best outfit was when I was without t-shirt.
Okay, Robert.
So every week.
Robert's like, do I have to wear a top in this?
Again?
Now,
Jesus.
Guys.
For what? I was in the gym for a whole week.
Well, listen.
He needs to show it off.
Very important question. So who do you think will win? And who would you like to win? Ooh. And Aisha, we'll come to you first.
Why me? That's a cheeky question.
Could be the same person. So who do you think will win and who would you like to win? Robert, you think of your answers now. Aisha, in your own time, we are live on the radio.
Okay. Who do I think will win? I don't know. I genuinely don't know who can win, because every week you never know. Jack was in the dance-off yesterday and he was on the top of the leaderboard.
Of course.
So you really never know how the public are voting. So I actually genuinely can't answer.
Okay,
who
would you like to win the season next week?
I think I would... I don't know. Oh my God. It's between Kaylee and her Venus and... Reese and Laura. Between those two.
Yeah,
they work very hard.
I don't think Robert's going to struggle with names. who do you think will win and who do you want to win?
For me, it's two categories. It's the dancers and the celebrities. So we are actually very close with the dancers and we all have a different family. We are all in family, but we have a different family being a dancer. So for me, Irvine is a winner.
Yeah.
Like a dancer. But in the same, we have a celebrities, you know,
yes.
We joined to the family,
of
right?
Of course,
yeah.
So Reese was the nicest guy so coming there. So I think Reese.
Oh, so both kind of saying the same. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please give Aisha a round of applause. You are fabulous on the show.
Thank you,
and listen, Aisha, no week off for you because you're back in the dance studio getting ready for the final this Sunday, 6:30 on RTE1.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98 FM.